Madam Deputy Speaker, this directive precisely illustrates why Britain would be better off outside the European Union. Here's a directive that simply doesn't take account of the specificities and particularisms of our country. European ports, for the most part, are much larger and much further apart than British ones. Ours tend to be small and thickly dotted along the coast, and they compete with each other. And they're not state-owned or state-subsidised. On the contrary, they generate a large surplus for the tax, for the exchequer. So although there may be a case for a measure of internal competition in giant ports like Antwerp and Rotterdam, even if there is, I'm not sure it's got anything to do with Brussels, but let's allow that there might be, it plainly doesn't affect a situation like ours, where you already have lots of competition among private ports. Why were private ports not exempted? Because the whole issue has been held hostage in this dispute about state funding between the Commission and the Parliament. And thus we see an important industry like ours being ruined in somebody else's argument.